Hey, this is Carl with Carl and Crew Mornings. You're listening to the Carl and Crew Showcast. Anyone glad the tomb's empty?
Yes. Oh, whew. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Pass the pita bread and
some good news.
Oh, yeah, you aren't kidding. We do have a good God. We got a big God, and he is on the move today. It's good morning to you on this Thursday morning. It's 5:01. That's our time. The roads seemed okay, right, guys?
Yeah, a little bit better. Definitely better, yeah. I should say.
Better than yesterday.
What happened to this notion that road construction happened in the summer here only?
Yeah, I know. I think that's a myth. Yeah.
Is somebody on the inbound Kennedy didn't get that memo?
They got left behind.
We've had pylons up all fall and all winter somewhere on the inbound Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They pick them up by the time the traffic really builds, mm-hmm. I think, because every time when I'm coming in, those poor guys on the back of those trucks, talk about a dangerous job. They're driving backwards, picking up those cones.
Yeah.
They've been putting them onto the flatbed.
Mm. Oh, wow.
I'm telling you, man, all it needs is one distracted driver. That's why slow down in work zones is right. Boom crew, let's be the model out there. It's good stuff. We're going to have a good day today. We're talking peace in a world of chaos. And boy, what an awesome thing that he is the Prince of Peace. Anyone else pumped up about that?
Very much so.
What causes you to worry? This is good.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
the first thing that came to mind for me is like probably finances.
Finances is a big deal, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because that can be unnerving.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kids.
Finances is huge. Kids can cause you to worry.
The future just in general.
I think the future in general is big, right?
Yeah.
Allie, you gave us some stats a couple of days ago about worry in their culture today or something crazy.
Yeah, I mean, between last year, 2019 and 2020, there are certain metrics that kind of stay steady. Anxiety and stress, according to a Gallup poll, pretty steady. And then there were major upticks in 2020 in both stress and anxiety, with a lot more people reported feeling stressed and anxious.
Yeah, the interesting thing about stress and anxiety is you got two directions to go. You can kind of go off. It's kind of the high ridge. Sorry, but there we go. You can go off. You can go off into, well, where do you go when you got worry?
Uh-huh.
There's three options. Where do you go? What are the two cliffs?
I mean, worst case scenario, like I kind of living in the worst case scenario.
Yeah. If, I mean, where it goes bad.
Mm-hmm.
What living in the worst case scenario.
Yeah, what do you mean by three places?
Well, I mean,
you can
if we look at the high ridge, and that, let's say the high ridge is clinging to and trusting Christ, where do we go opposite of that? One is denying that there's anything wrong going on, right?
And I think the other thing would be kind of this radical sense of I've got to do something to fix this.
Yes,
self-reliance.
Yeah.
And then there's another one out there because alcohol consumption's through the roof right now.
Numbing. Kind of numbing.
I think numbing it, man.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you. It's funny. I mean, organic mangoes numb things for me. I'm just, you don't know.
There's comfort food for sure.
No, I'm telling you, man.
I'm not saying, good grief, this could sound bizarre.
You're not getting intoxicated, obviously, by a dried mango.
But if it's fermented just right now, I'm kidding.
Wow.
I think everybody can agree with that. Comfort food's a different thing.
But it's amazing how when there's discord and upheaval, you definitely want some comfort.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you can't blame anyone for that. As a matter of fact, I think that's what Jesus promised.
And I think there's the option to turn to substances. But I think now in our kind of entertainment-heavy culture, there's like mindless scrolling. Like, I need to not think about anything, so I'm just going to scroll.
I totally do that.
Scroll. I'm going to binge Netflix. I'm going to kind of like...
I heard Netflix is getting nasty. Is that true? Like, the content ain't good?
I mean, I'm not trying to be Mr. Prudish Jesus guy here.
I could go on a rant about this. Okay, man. So I was telling my wife yesterday that we want to get on Netflix, and then I remember someone saying to me...
Mm-hmm.
Slow the roll on Netflix, Carl. It's changing fast underneath our feet. Is that true?
I mean, and there are great options on Netflix.
There are
trash options on Netflix. Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's...
Well, welcome to the
discretion.
World of entertainment.
Right, exactly.
Right.
So it's not all trash, but there's a fair amount of trash.
Yeah.
I remember getting up in front of... Be careful when you're a leader, what you endorse. I remember getting up in front of the church in Alaska, man. I was so fired up. I'm just excited about this new show that had come on. And it was so full of mystery and intrigue. And it was Prison Break.
Oh, yeah.
And the first season was epic. Uh-huh. Man, it was clean. And Oh, I know.
It sucks you in.
Well, no, it was worse than that.
Uh-oh.
So I'm like raving about this thing. Okay, I'm raving about it. And I got thousands of people that are like, well, Carl loves it. It must be great.
Oh, yeah.
And here comes season two.
Season two. That's
no,
where
you're
you
go. I'm telling you. That's what Netflix
that.
Is doing.
I was
more
so,
and more.
My wife and I are mortified. We're like, no. No, there are thousands of people sitting at home right now going, Pastor Carl likes it.
Oh, man.
No.
It was awful. It freaked me out. Oh, I'm like, I'm sorry. You can't do this stuff. Those things can tend to slide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, I quit drinking booze, so that doesn't help. Back in 84, I should say. Not like it was yesterday.
Context.
Yeah. Wow. I quit drinking booze. I really don't have too much that kind of can alleviate the pain. So when you're a Christian and you don't use pain medications of any kind, mm-hmm. alcohol, prescription, or otherwise, you're really forced to cling to Jesus.
Yes. I mean, yes and no. That's the best way to go. But I think that, again, we can find many ways that seem benign to numb ourselves that wouldn't necessarily fall into the category of what we think of as sin.
What's benign?
I think the scrolling.
That's a big one, isn't it?
I think the binging shows,
TV.
Because mm-hmm. those things don't seem, there's mm-hmm. not a moral component to it on its face. It's not like it's wrong to watch TV or it's wrong to check your phone. So we kind of get into these habits of, but it's absolutely kind of destructive and not helpful.
What about the top 12 people you follow on Twitter and scrolling through them to see who posted in the last 30 seconds?
Oh, there you go. No question.
Wow. I have done that.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, yeah. No, it's embarrassing. One time the Holy Spirit caught me doing this. So I got 12 people that I'm following on Twitter. Remind me to share this honestly at the top of every hour because this is important.
Okay.
Please remind me.
Okay.
This is one of those moments where you've just got to get honest, right?
Mm-hmm.
I follow a few key, really good thinkers on Twitter. One of them has been banished from Twitter, but that's another story. So there's 11 left. And I'm going through these guys, and they're great thinkers. And then I noticed, I was clicking through, reading their tweets, and then I roll back through to see if the 11th person, and then I come back to number one, see if they've retweeted. And then I go to number two.
Oh, wow.
And then I click on number three. And then I quit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the Holy Spirit says to me, uh-huh. What are you doing?
Just like
is
that.
Is that something that is numbing for you? Like it's something that you go to when you want to be distracted and.
Well, no, I've put limits on all that stuff,
well,
so I can't even do that. But it's all I'm saying. I'm just agreeing. It is easy to find things that can distract
it.
You.
Have you ever like read through the comment section or the reply section? And it's like that raging argument happening. I got caught in this on Facebook, and I'm just reading.
I can't do it. I mean, I one time, my son and I were just cracking up about this one time because we said, "You ever read comments? If somebody makes a tweet that's a thought-provoking tweet, and you read the comments underneath it, it is the deepest, darkest swine hole."
I know.
Stench of death you can possibly find. There is no reason to be there.
No.
None.
No.
There's no godly reason to be there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, it's all the people that you don't follow on Twitter and a way to see all of what they say. And there's a reason you don't follow them
on
Twitter.
Don't give them breath, man.
It's the reason you're following the person that posted and not following the people that commented.
And it, by the way, this isn't an unwillingness to hear a different side. This is just bile. I mean,
somebody just
pumped a stomach after a night out partying. It's awful.
Yeah. You can hear the other side by not going to the comment section.
You aren't kidding. So, speaking of peace, what gives you peace in Christ?
That's the real question. Where we're going today.
In what area of your life has God given you peace where you once worried? That's a great way to set it up, though.
Oh, yeah.
In what area of your life has God given you peace where you once worried? We want your call right now. I've got one coming up here. It's a big one for me. I've been really worried about something. Really worried about something. God's finally given me breakthrough. Remember how we always talk about how you have these things and you wonder how you're going to get the grace to get through it?
Yes.
I can kind of see a little window about how it might happen.
Hey, I'm Allie. You're listening to the Carl and Cruz Showcast.
Let me cut to the chase here, guys. I want to give you some hope. So here's my situation that I've been in, and we're asking the question today. It's a simple one. In what areas of your life has God given you peace and where you were once worried? God's giving me a massive measure of peace in one specific area, and that is, what's it look like to be a spiritual leader with a any size of a platform in a world that the worldview is changing so rapidly that what used to be embraced as commonly understood as normative and healthy for a culture would now be looked upon as hate speech.
So when you are fearful or anxious or worried about it, to the extent that you can share, what kind of things go through your mind? Are you thinking, what if I'm thrown in prison? Where does your mind go?
That's really a good question. Where does my mind go? Probably that, but I get a little bit of a delight in that. I get more concerned for the church as a whole.
Okay.
And family.
Yeah, sure.
Youth guys. I get concerned. Maybe that's a good sign. I get concerned more about others than I do myself.
What will it cost us?
Yeah,
what will it cost
the
people you care about?
I could cry right now thinking about it. But let me give you some hope right now, Boom Crew. And I want you to know that this is one of the promises of God that is like this down payment that God will not cash this check until the time comes.
Yeah.
That's the bummer with this thing, is that God is often the God of the 11th hour. Would we agree?
Great.
So here's what Jesus says to his disciples, but applies to us, and I'll tell you how. Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves, so be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of men, for they will deliver you over to courts and flog you in their synagogues. And you will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake, Jesus says, to bear witness before them and the Gentiles. When they deliver you over, do not be anxious. How are you going to speak, or what are you going to say? For what you are to say will be given to you in that hour. You mean to tell me, God, I can't do prep work to get ready for whatever make it? No, in that hour. And then he goes on to say this, for it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit of your Father speaking through you. My goodness, guys, that is huge. And I got to tell you, here's what gives me great hope. You know, I have seen God show up so many times when I didn't know if he would or not, that when I look at this promise, I'm like, okay, I don't even know what to say or what the situation exactly is going to be, but I can be confident from God's word to his disciples and apply it to my life that, yes, he in fact will. When we face any level of persecution in front of a homeowners association, when you start getting blasted for something that you believe, okay? Yeah. God will give you what you need to say in that moment. Guess what? By the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit guides us into all truth. This is why it's important now. Get armed with word. Get armed with the word. Because the Holy Spirit can't remind you of truth if it hasn't been planted in your noggin.
It's amazing how many times when you read through, particularly the Gospels, when Jesus would tell the disciples, you won't understand this now, but you will remember. He says that constantly, that there will come a time where will remember and the significance will be made clear at a later date. And I love that.
Yeah. 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 It's so good. And you might say, Carl, how am I going to hang on to that promise that he's going to give us what to say in an hour and he's going to give us a response? I'll tell you how. This is what's amazing about God. You know what he's saying? The only way you're going to know what to speak then is if you live on your knees now.
That's good.
That's the only way. There's no other way. You mean to tell me, Carl? I gotta stay broken. Yep, we gotta stay broken before the Lord.
That's our spiritual training. Wow. I mean, we are training so that when the time comes and we have to put all that training and that practice and that muscle memory to good use, we don't have to worry what's gonna happen because He's gonna give it to us at that time.
Boom, 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 Allie. It's exactly right. In that moment, God will speak. So hang on. Our time's gonna get tough? Yeah. Is God bigger than the times? Oh, man. Is He going to forecast everything that we've got to say in response to every persecution? No. When will we get it? In the hour when it happens. Mm-hmm. Is that a bummer? Kind of.
But it's also a pretty cool promise, too.
It's an amazing promise. And here's the best part. It keeps us living with trimmed wicks ready for His coming. That's what it keeps us prepared for. Whew, it's about being disciples of Jesus.
No question.
Hi, this is Doug Hastings, Vice President here at Moody Radio, and we have a unique sponsor for this podcast. It's United Faith Mortgage, the faith-focused mortgage team with a very specific advantage that can save families money. Here are two things you need to know. Number one, United Faith Mortgage was started by a dad and his son and his wife. And they've grown into a team helping families all across the U.S. And number two, they have a unique advantage. Their company is an arm of a bigger company, which is a direct lender, meaning there's no middleman. Their company uses its own money and makes its own lending decisions within its own walls. Again, no middleman. And often, this allows them to get you a better rate on a new home purchase, refinance, or cash out refinance, which could save you money over a lifetime. Check out the Faith and Family Mortgage team at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp., 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah.
Hey, this is Super Di. Hope you're enjoying the Carl and Crew Showcast.
In what area of your life is God giving you peace where you once worried? Super Di, what do you say?
When I use the word worry in this situation, it really just popped into my head right away, even when you sent these notes out, because it was also just anxiety, and that took me just really down the wrong path and the wrong direction of just my identity in Christ.
Wow.
So that's what
big, isn't it?
It was huge because it had to just do with going all the way back to childhood. It was a very bad situation, you know, with my earthly father, just that relationship and just everything growing up and just everything up until about a year ago. And that whole relationship was just strained is really an understatement.
Wow.
And then he ended up passing away. And I actually found out he passed away via the internet because that relationship was so broken.
Oh, man.
So post-death and going through all that, a lot of what I thought I had kind of worked out, you know, got thrown up back in my face, obviously. And I'm going through all this identity and why, and I'm worrying, like, I could have did this, woulda, shoulda. You know, you're back into that same mode again of maybe even like a people-pleaser kind of thing, shoulda, woulda, coulda, taking it all back onto my shoulders, kind of reliving all these things again. And it took quite a few months and just prayer and going, no. You know, God just like a warmth, just going through prayer and some time alone and getting away by myself going, no, God saying, I am your father. I always have been. Don't go there. You don't need to go there. And there's no reason to go there because there's not truth in it.
That's
You're
hard.
My child.
Wow.
And
That's
here
hard.
You go.
That's hard.
You know, and it's very hard. And it's a piece. I mean, not that you don't get stuck and trip up just a little bit, but it was just an actual physical piece that I could feel. And it was like, wow, thank you, God. Thank you, thank you. Like a hug.
Right. Let me ask you this. This is kind of personal. But when you were a little girl, did you have a sense of something missing apart from knowing what maybe some other kids had? Or did it take you seeing what other kids had to realize what you were missing? I'm being very serious about this.
It was more seeing what other kids had because what I was experiencing, you know, you feel
think that's the normal.
You get into that, is this normal? You know, and that's kind of where you make it lay. And then you look at it and as you're growing and then as you just befriend people, you're right, and you're watching other families going, uh-oh. Oh, wow, there is another side to this. Mm. Like, yeah. Okay.
And then that rubs it in your
well,
soul.
Exactly. And so, again, you know, father and that sort of thing, too. But it's, you know, and it's hard. And my prayer would be for people, too, kind of going through this. It's like, don't let that just cause storms within you. Let God give you that peace. You're his. You're his child. That's the identity. And rest that. That is the peace.
That's powerful.
Ultimate peace.
That's powerful. Mm. If maybe you're feeling like your identity is lacking, or worse than that, your identity has been pummeled by Satan. You don't feel like you have one. Mm-hmm. You do in Christ, and we've got a resource for you. The Truth Blog, I think.
Text the word. Text the word truth to 312-274-9624. Truth to 312-274-9624.
Yeah, because I think this wallpaper in your mind with this stuff is helpful.
Absolutely.
Totally.
Absolutely. Healthy. I mean, yes.
Guys, I got to tell you, this little resource that we give out to you, my bride has used this in the life of someone who was ritually, satanically abused and went through such horrific body tremors and crazy stuff, not knowing who she was. Finding out who she was in Christ changed her world. And she put up wallpaper of stickums on her mirrors, on her doors, on her bedposts.
So powerful.
I get it.
Now, I mean, that some of you might say that's crazy, but it's not, is it?
No, not at all. Not at all. And you do what you need to do. You just do what you need to do.
Yeah, man, you do.
Hey, it's Young Thunder, and you're listening to the Carl and Cruz Showcast.
So many of you finding freedom in Christ here today, and the truth will set you free, my friend. And some of you have been so beat up by caustic words, by neglect, by the absence of a father, and that father wound is real, by the absence of a mother, and that mother wound is real. Those are real things. In a broken world, some people come up hobbling because we don't have some of the key components that God intended for every child to have. And it's heartbreaking. Now, here's the crazy maker in this. This is what's crazy.
Hmm.
You know what I'm going to say, Allie.
I'm not sure.
I think you do. It's almost a crazy paradox because those that sometimes need the truth the most then become stronger than the average guy out there in Christ.
No question.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, once you really get this and realize your identity in Christ, you have a strength that's like no other.
Oh. It's really cool to watch people that have overcome massive adversities.
Because so many times finding their right identity is kind of born out of pain. And a lot of times people live sort of in this mushy middle of, I think I know who I am. And nothing really challenges it. So any of us can have a false sense of, I think I got the identity thing squared away.
So if you're in that middle zone, which is really the mushy middle, don't live there any longer. Can I tell you, living in the mushy middle just means that you're following a bunch of lemmings around in life.
Because it's not just the people who have been through trauma or have been through great pain. It's not just for those people. So
boom.
I think, you know, you can have had a pretty pain-free upbringing. You can have a minimal amount of baggage. Your identity is still way off if it's not in Christ.
Yeah, man, and it's so puny. It's what C.S. Lewis says. You're settling for too pitiful little.
Mm. And you can place it in things that change, like a boyfriend or a spouse or kids. You can put your identity in so many different titles.
Clothes, and you change those every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And when you place your identity in Jesus Christ, that never changes.
Never changes. Amen. Okay, guys, come and get the blog right now and pass it around for all to see.
Truth to 312-274-9624.
Hi, I'm Sputnik, and you're listening to the Carl and Crew Showcast.
One of the coolest things that you can find breakthrough in, and we've all had this before, is wondering, Am I really born totally. Again? Mm-hmm. Anyone yes. ever freaked out about
yes.
this?
Totally. No way.
That can cause
no.
anxiety.
Oh, my goodness. Talk oh, yeah. about it, Young Thunder.
Yeah, I mean, this was one of my biggest worries. I mean, I've had long periods of my life where I was just, you know, pitted out about this, yeah. that it would cause great stress and anxiety inside of me.
Like, really chewed you up.
Yeah, hopelessness, man. I mean, just, like, I don't know what to do about this. And, it like, you know that feeling of anxiousness where you get, like, kind of before you go talk on stage where you just kind of have this, like, your stomach's boiling? Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
And it's like that's what I would feel sometimes just by myself because I felt this and then I didn't know what to do about it.
Bless your heart.
And
that's
so
torment.
Yeah. And so, you know, a lot of dissociation happens in that where it's just kind of like, all right, get your mind off of it. Scroll on your phone. Go play video games. Do something, you know. And what really helped, God has given me a lot of peace and a lot of victory in this area. And what he's used to help me. First was actually, Carl, it was your blog, 9 Ways to Know You Stand with Christ, or 9 yeah. Ways to Know You Stand with God and God Stands with You.
Yes.
And basically what that blog comes down to is just the essentials of the gospel.
It's the gospel.
It's
yeah.
the gospel.
Yeah.
And then it like, it puts it right in front of your face and then you go through each one and goes, do you believe this? Do you believe this? And I go, okay, yeah. Yeah, I believe this.
As you're going through them, you've been like, I'm 6 for 6.
Yeah.
I'm 7 for 7.
And it's like, okay, I may not do very well in this one all the time, but I do believe it's true. And it's like, okay, of course, yes. And then when I finish it, I'm like, okay, I believe all of these things. And that means my faith is in Christ. It's not in myself.
Mm.
And I think one of the biggest things that we all struggle with, people who struggle with the question of their salvation is, you know, when did I accept Christ? You know, was it genuine? Have I followed him enough lately? Have
yeah.
I have
yeah.
I mm-hmm. gotten into big sins? Have I gotten into big sins? There's a good chance I'm not saved.
Oh.
And
well, if that's true, then we've all got big problems.
yeah.
Yeah. And I think we often put the focus too much on ourselves when really...
Ooh.
The cure is not, have I done
Amen.
Enough to make me feel confident in my salvation, but is what Christ has done for me enough and do
Boom!
I believe it?
Wow.
Exactly. That's the gospel.
That's the
man.
Gospel. It's the gospel.
Anything less yes. is a bunch of poppycock.
And if you can stand there and say, this is the gospel, and yes, this is what Christ did for me, and I believe it,
yes.
then boy howdy, mm-hmm. you're saved. And
boy so, howdy, is that what you just said?
That is what I just said.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
And you got nothing to fear.
Yeah,
and,
that's beautiful.
And so I definitely want to put that stand blog out there because it's so important.
Let's do it.
And so you can get that right now. The big blog that helped me kind of get my journey started there. I want it to help you get your journey started too. So all you got to do is text the word stand to 312-274-9624. And also, I want to put a challenge out there to you guys. As you read this blog, when you're finished, text us back and tell us what it did for you.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, yeah, because watching Jonathan kind of go through that transformation of finding that peace and the salvation.
We saw it.
We saw it, like physically. And it's been really cool to watch
yeah.
how much the gospel and like him just reading through the gospel over and over has changed his life. It's encouraging
life.
My heart.
Well, yeah, but here's what's happening, too. The guy's coming out of his shell. Now he's popping off with stuff. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, yesterday.
Who are you?
Yesterday, you looked at me and you said, is this what you're really like? And I said, yes, this is what I'm really like. And sometimes, you know, the fear that's inside of you can stop you from being who God really made you to be.
That's so true.
So right on.
Listen, 9 ways to know you stand with God and he stands with you.
Text the word stand and we'll send it to you. Stand, STAND, to 312-274-9624. Stand, 312-274-9624.
Before we go a step further right now, we got to do what you wanted to do. I think that's important. Mm-hmm. Let's go, Allie.
Yeah. You may be listening and you've never even wondered about your salvation because you know, you already know that you're not a follower of Jesus Christ. And maybe you've been hearing stories this morning and you've been intrigued. You haven't turned off the radio, even though maybe you were tempted to. Something kept you listening. I just want to tell you simply and clearly, there is one way to make peace with God, and that is through Jesus Christ. It is the only way. And as unpopular as that may be to say, it is the truth.
He's the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father but through him. And you might say then, well, how do I get it through him? It's really only one way. You got to humble yourself and say, I receive you as my Savior. I believe that you died for me. I believe that I had ample sins to be died for, and your sacrifice was needed. And today I turn around and I follow you. I give you my whole life. Don't even utter the words in your own heart until you're ready to say, I give you everything that I am. I'm done making my own way. I've given it to you right now. And if that's you, today you say, I believe Jesus died for me. I believe he's alive today because I feel him on the move inside of me. And I believe I can say sober-mindedly, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ today. I've given my life to him. Praise God. And if that's you, I want to welcome you to the family and tell you we want to help you right now with your next step.
Yeah. You cry out to God. There's no special prayer that saves you. There's no words that we can feed you to make it official. You cry out to God and say, God, today I believe. As that honest conversation between you and God, mark down this moment. And then if that's you, text the word ME to 312-274-9624, ME to 312-274-9624.
It's a beautiful thing, man. And we're so grateful that God's working in your life today. Again, text the word ME if you've just given your life to Christ for the first time ever in your life and you're ready to walk strong with him. Text ME to 312-274-9624. Hey, this is Carl with Carl and Crew, and I'm so grateful that you listened to this showcast. Thank you mostly for being part of the Boom Crew. As we help you take your next step with Jesus, you're a huge encouragement to us. We'll be here again live every weekday morning from 5 to 9 a.m. Godspeed.